Welcome to the November of 2025 energy update. I'm your host and your coach, Stephanie Zeller. Today, I'm going to channel in four themes that you can expect to experience for the month of November. These episodes are by far the most downloaded episodes every single month and the most shared episodes. So if this one resonates with you, be sure to pass it along and hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss future updates. Let's dive in to your four themes. Theme number one for this month is your relationships are ready to evolve. I was going back and forth between the phrase your relationships need to evolve and your relationships are ready to evolve. Both are true. The important thing to do this month is to take a really fresh look at all of your relationships and ask yourself, how can we evolve? But not only how can we evolve, it's also like, how have we both evolved as people separately? And how does that actually change our relationship dynamic? Because a lot of times what we end up doing is we end up staying the same person that we were a long time ago when we're with certain people. Sometimes that can even be a partner. It's very commonly family. It's like when we meet up with friends, family, or like I said, even your partner, your most intimate partner, sometimes it's like we revert back to an old version of ourselves. So it's kind of like creating this blank slate and then asking yourself, how have I evolved? How have you evolved? If we met today, what would our relationship be like? What would our relationship look like? There's a few additional elements to this theme that you should really keep in mind. Number one, you want to start with yourself first, and you want to ask yourself, where do I need to be more clear? Where do I need to be more honest about what I really want to do, what I don't want to do, who I really am? Where am I out of energetic coherence? Meaning, where am I kind of being like inauthentic with people, where my words are saying one thing, but my energy is saying something else. I'm saying I really want to be there for this person, but actually I'm really exhausted and I can't be there for this person. I'm saying I enjoy hanging out with this person or doing this particular activity, but my energy is showing that I actually don't. So where am I being inauthentic, a little bit dishonest? Where am I out of energetic coherence? And where do I need to have more boundaries? Like, this is what you should be asking yourself. Because in order to help these relationships evolve, in order to facilitate this, you actually need to be clear first. So you need to, just be like, where could I use some more boundaries? Where could I say the honest thing in this situation, you know, in a loving way, but where could I just be more truthful about who I am, what I like, what I dislike, what I want to do, etc. And then the second thing you want to keep in mind is you want to redefine your relationships. And, you know, for example, I am in a stage of my life where I'm really trying to define like what it is that I'm looking for in friendships. It used to be that my friendships would be a place where me and my friends could talk about all of our hardships. We could get advice from one another. And it was kind of like our bonds were crafted and cultivated through suffering, through this similar experience of suffering. And now I don't have that in my life. Like when I have a difficult feeling, I feel it, I move on. Overall in my life, I'm not suffering. I'm feeling very deeply joyful, really lit up, really abundant, really excited, really inspired about my life. It's not to say that bad things don't happen, but I respond to them completely differently. Now, instead of swimming in this ocean of suffering and, you know, kind of wallowing in the difficult circumstance, I feel my feelings immediately. I process it basically as fast as I can, and then I get to the other side. And I am looking for friendships with whole people, with people that know their value, know their worth, with people that kind of have their own thing going on, where we're coming together and it's like our creative collaboration, even just in, you know, maybe discussion, is something that is lifting the world up. It's like increasing the world's vibration. It's inspiring. It's hopeful. We're vision holders for each other. So for me, you know, I've been thinking about that. And so how about for you? Like, what relationships do you want to redefine? Here's some questions to also think about. Like, where are you settling in relationships? Where are you settling? What aspects are you settling in within your relationships too? It's like, maybe there's certain things in your intimate partnership that you're really actually craving and desiring and your partner's not giving them to you. And so you're settling. This doesn't mean you leave the relationship. Maybe it just means you stop settling. Also, like, how can you aim higher? How can you maybe even compromise more if that applies to you? You know, for you, it may actually be compromise less. How can you let people be who they are too? You know, this is a really beautiful thing that I'm finding as I'm personally evolving, is that I don't always need friends that agree with me all the time, right? Like, we can have varying opinions and diverse perspectives, and that's what makes everything so rich. So you want to be honest with yourself here in this theme about who's really a, like, really truly a good fit for you in your life moving forward. And one way to evaluate this month is, like, what is my energy doing around certain people? That's so key. What is my energy doing when I'm around certain people? That's going to cue you into what relationships need to evolve, are ready to evolve, and how you need to get clear first about how you want that relationship to evolve, and then speak to it and be honest and be authentic. You also want to look at who's triggering you and why, and how can that act as a catalyst, an accelerator to you redefining that relationship and making it better, or again, maybe leaving it if that's what you arrive at. Big month around relationships. It's a great portal. It's a great opportunity to potentially find new friendships, find new relationships, find a new community, but also step into a higher frequency, a higher version. And when I say higher, I mean better. I mean more inspiring. You know, everyone says that you are the five people that you spend most time with. And that's because we have these things called mirror neurons. And what we do with our mirror neurons is we mimic the people that we see the most, talk to the most, interact with the most. Like, we can't control this. This is just what our mirror neurons do. We mirror these people. And so you really want to ask yourself, who are those five people? Are the five people that I'm spending the most of my time with people that inspire me? There's this amazing quote by Nipsey Hussle that says, if you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. Ooh, listen to that again. If you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. I will tell you what, about 5-6 years ago when I first heard this quote, it hit me hard. And it was around that time that I basically let go of, like, all friend groups. I mean, I pretty much cleared, like, cleaned house. Okay. And it was the best thing, because then I essentially wasn't being uninspired and my mirror neurons weren't mimicking people that didn't inspire me. And instead, I joined things like masterminds and group coaching containers, and I surrounded myself with people that lifted me up and were inspiring and were vision holders and that kind of thing. Okay, so theme number one, your relationships need to evolve. Your relationships are ready to evolve. Slow deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out. Theme number two, stop dimming your light to make others feel more comfortable. Let that land. Stop dimming your light to make others feel more comfortable. The number one reason I see people dimming their light, and the number one reason I've done it myself in the past, is for perceived connection. I think that if I dim my light, I'm going to have a greater sense of connection. I'm going to be loved more. I'm going to be liked more. I'm going to have more connection. I'm not going to feel alone. I'm not going to feel abandoned by the tribe. What I've learned since then, since continuously shining my own light and not dimming it, even when I'm around people that want me to dim it, is that the kind of connection I was looking for is not even real connection. When you connect with people because you are people pleasing, it is never fulfilling. Take this in for a minute. Imagine the last time that you were people pleasing. Imagine the last time you were making yourself really small in order to fit in. Did you feel connected to the people that were around you? Did you feel full? Did you feel love? Did you feel seen? Did you feel lit up? Did you feel inspired? Did you feel validated? We are never actually seen when we're dimming our light or when we're people-pleasing because we're hiding ourselves, and so it's impossible to be seen. So take this in for a second. The reason we people-please, the reason we're in codependent relationships, the reason we dim our light in order to fit in is because we want to fit in, because we want connection, because we want to be part of the tribe. But we aren't part of the tribe because that's not even the real us. I mean, let that land. Like, that's actually mind-blowing when you let that land. It's not even the real you that's being connected. I had to learn this in retrospect because what I started doing was shining no matter what. And yeah, some people didn't approve. Some people left my life. But then a lot of people started coming in. A lot of people started recognizing the new me. And when I was seen by the new people, it felt a million times more fulfilling. I mean, it's like my heart was bursting. My heart is bursting when people see me now because it's the real me. So this whole time, right, we're in people-pleasing energy, we're dimming our light because we want connection, we want people to see us, when it's actually like literally impossible. It's literally impossible for people to see the real you in that energy because it's not even the real you. You're being inauthentic. You're being dishonest. When you start shining bright, yes, you run the risk of some people walking away. Guess what? Those aren't your people. And the thing is that we do actually have to walk through this in order to really see it. Like what I see a lot of people doing is they try to hide themselves, hide the parts of them that they think that are going to be rejected, hide the spiritual part of them, hide the creative part of them, hide the erotic part of them, hide the wild part of them, hide the adventurous part of them. Like there's all these parts of us that we hide away because we think that if we show those parts, we're going to be rejected. And what we say to ourselves, what I see clients say to themselves is like, I'll show people those parts once I find people that will accept those parts of me. That's not how it works. You have to first show those parts and then those people will find you. How will those people ever find you? How will those people ever accept you if they don't even know what's inside of you, if they don't even know who you really are? We have to continuously reveal more and more and more parts of ourselves to people, to the world, if we want to be seen and if we want to connect in a true, deep way. But it doesn't happen without just walking through the fire. Like you have to just walk through the fire. You have to walk through the fire before there is acceptance because you get acceptance by walking into the fire without it. You have to walk through the fire without the acceptance, and it's by doing that act that you start to garner acceptance. You know why? Because everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to reveal these parts of themselves that they're hiding. Everybody wants to shine because it feels so good. And everybody wants to be accepted and validated and find love and connection through doing that. So when you do it, when you walk through the fire, it inspires other people because then they start to believe that they can do the same. They see themselves in you. People want you to shine. People love an underdog story. People love a hero's journey. This month, you're on your hero's journey. You're getting out there. You are going to stop dimming your light to make others feel comfortable. And here's what I always tell my clients. If shining really bright or decreasing the people-pleasing feels massive, feels like, oh my God, I can't do that, then start small. Like start so small. And if you're like, that's still too big, go smaller, go smaller, go smaller, go smaller. Like go so, so, so small, okay? I'm really excited for everyone that's listening to this. I'm really excited for you, my friend, you listening to this, because you are going to uncover parts of yourself this month that are worth fighting for, that are worth shining, and you're going to show somebody who you really are. And you're going to cut out the people pleasing. You're going to say, no, I don't really want to do that. Or no, I'm not going to make myself small here. Or no, I'm not going to not share my opinion because you want me to look a certain way or whatever, right? Just be you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you to experience that. And yes, like when you walk through that fire without maybe a solid support system in place, maybe you have that, maybe you don't. But if you don't, just know that many of us have gone before you and have done that and are still doing that. And every time we do it, a whole new life is revealed. where everything is so much better. And then at some point, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, I used to dream that I could have a life like this. And now I have a life like this and it's even better. That is what is possible for you. And it all starts here. It all starts with theme number 2 in the month of November of 2025, because this month you are going to stop dimming your light to make others feel more comfortable. All right, let's take a slow deep breath into that. Breathe in through your nose and a big exhale out of your mouth. Theme number 3, what do you think you need in order to feel whole? What do you think you need in order to feel whole? You could potentially replace the word whole with worthy. Okay, so take whichever one lands for you the most. What do you need? What do you think you need in order to feel worthy? What do you think you need in order to feel whole? Here's the thing. There's something that you've been chasing after. A person, a situation, a material item, some sort of breakthrough, something, and you're making it mean something more than it is. You're making it mean that you need this thing in order to feel seen, whole, worthy, at peace, safe, something. So what is this thing? Right now, think about the thing that you want the most in life. Like, if you could have anything, what's the thing that you want the most? Or think about the thing that you've been just chasing or that you're just dying to have. What do you think that means when you get it? What will that mean for you? How will you feel differently than the way that you feel now? How will people look at you differently than the way they look at you now? Every time that we want something, it's usually because what we're really looking for is the transformation we think that thing will give us. We're really looking for the person that we would be when we get that thing, or the way people will look at us, or the way it will make us feel. So here's the interesting thing. Your subconscious mind, your nervous system, your body doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. Like, this has been in research paper after research paper. When you go into a deep visualization, especially when your brainwaves change and you're visualizing something, your body and your subconscious mind think it's real. It doesn't know the difference between what's really happening to you and what you're visualizing. So you can use this knowledge to give yourself the feeling that you're going for. It's like if you think you need your partner to act a different way in order for you to feel good, let yourself feel good now, even with your partner not changing. Like, how can you facilitate that on your own? If you feel like you need this promotion in order to be respected by people, how can you start respecting yourself and requiring that other people respect you even without that promotion? So it's looking at the underlying thing that you're wanting from this thing that you're chasing, and then identifying how you can give it to yourself. Because when you just decide to feel good, I'm going to feel good even if my partner isn't showing up in a way that I want them to, your body doesn't know the difference. Your body can actually think, oh, we got that thing. Oh, finally, we got that thing. So when your body starts actually thinking like, oh, we already got it. We already got the manifestation. We already got the thing we're manifesting. And the reason your body thinks that is because you're providing your body the feelings that are associated with that thing. Then you start to let go of it because you realize it was not actually the thing you were after anyways. And when you let go of it, an interesting thing happens. Number one, you're already full. You already have the thing deep down that you really wanted. And number two, because you detached from it, you let go of it, it's more likely to come in. You're actually more likely to get the thing because now you're attracting it. Now you're in an energy of attracting instead of chasing. This is heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is understanding that it's an inside job first. And when you can give yourself everything that you need on the inside, then it also manifests in the 3D for you as well. So it's, how can I look for what I'm searching for on the inside? How can I do the inner work to feel full, to feel whole, to have the thing that I'm desperately wanting? And this is probably going to require you to like get out a journal, write down the thing that you're chasing after, and then start deconstructing, like, what is it that I really want here? What do I think this is going to give me? How do I think this is going to make me feel? And how can I give myself those things now? Because my body, my subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. And when I give myself those things, I'm going to feel so good that I'm not even going to care if this 3D thing comes in, if the manifestation actually comes in, because I'm going to be walking around feeling great. I'm going to be walking around feeling whole, feeling full, feeling at peace, feeling joy, feeling amazing. Because essentially I just tricked my body into thinking we already have it because I'm allowing myself to feel these amazing feelings. And then it's going to come in. And then you're going to feel great and you're going to love it because you were already feeling great and full. So theme number three of what do you think you need in order to feel whole, or what do you think you need in order to feel worthy, is an exploration. And you could walk through this month and totally skip over this theme. This one requires some contemplation. It requires some reflection. But if you do the work this month, the energy is there to support you, to help you really release some of these things that you are desperately chasing. Because an energy of desperately chasing something is so exhausting, isn't it? Doesn't it fucking suck to desperately chase something? I mean, it's exhausting. And you can release that this month by doing this work. Theme number three, what do you think you need in order to feel whole or worthy? Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a slow exhale. Theme number four, you have everything you need to move forward and do the thing you want to do. Just take the first step forward. You have everything you need to move forward and do the thing you want to do. Just take the first step forward. Stop waiting because you're telling yourself a story that you're not ready or you don't have everything that you need to get started. There's some sort of an energetic click in this month. It's like the way that I'm seeing this is actually the way that I'm seeing this is like you're walking across a still lake. And then you step all of a sudden onto what looks like a black hole, but it's almost like a roller coaster ride. So it's like you fall into this black hole and then all of a sudden it's like you're going through one of those tubes at like a park and it's just zipping you around everywhere. And there's this rise in energy and it's the universe that has clicked you into action, clicked you into waking up, clicked you into creativity, clicked you into inspiration. And it's like go, go, go time. And it doesn't mean it's going to be the whole month. I'm actually just seeing you're walking on a still lake. Things seem pretty still, pretty calm. And then boom. And then maybe you're in action for like a certain period of time, like a couple hours or a day or two or a week. And then you're back on the still lake. And then it's like, boom, dropping in again and again and again. And these are moments when your inner light is bursting forth. When your creativity, inspiration, brilliant ideas, love, like there's something bursting forth from you. It's like this breakthrough energy, but with inspiration that can propel you into actually creating something, doing something, taking action, or seeing something in a new way. It's like momentum energy. Hear me when I say this. When you fall into one of those holes, when light bursts forth from your heart, and you just feel lit up and you're like, let's go. You need to act on that immediately. Ride the wave immediately, because waves that come up with this big burst of energy, they don't stay up, they go back down. And if you're like, whoa, yeah, I have this great idea, and all you do is like tell someone about it versus actually taking action, the wave is gonna die down and then it's gonna be gone. It's like gone. You just lost your window. So you need to capture these moments like lightning in a bottle, because if you don't, they'll slip away. But here's the thing. When you do use the burst, when you do use that energy, that lightning, put it all out there, okay? Do not hold back in any way. This is where tying in the theme of number two, stop dimming your light in order to make others feel more comfortable, really comes into play. And these two themes can tie together. Because it's your time to shine in those moments. And you'll feel the energy and the momentum of those moments if you do it all the way. You won't if you stay small. So don't tell yourself a story that you're not ready, because you are ready. You actually have everything that you need to take the first step. I didn't say take the first 100 steps. I said take the first step. Theme number four, you have everything you need to move forward and do the thing you want to do. Just take the first step forward. Let's take a slow deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Okay, so before I summarize these themes together, before I tie everything together and set you on your way so that you can have this bold, amazing November, if any person's name just drops onto your heart right now, just pops into your mind, send this episode to them. Just pause real quick and pass that love on because you never know how this could help somebody. All right, so theme number one, your relationships are ready to evolve. I feel like in a lot of ways this month, it's kind of like a cleaning house level up month, let's go month. Like you've changed as a person, you've evolved. These relationships that you're in, they need to evolve with you, or you need to let them go. But you need to do the work to evaluate that and then make your move to allow these relationships to evolve. And when you do, when you facilitate their evolution, they're going to feel way more full to you. You're going to have a deeper sense of connection. And that is ultimately what you're looking for. And you're also going to set boundaries. You're going to look at people pleasing. People pleasing is a big theme just like throughout this whole month. You're not going to be small in these relationships. You're going to be big. You're not going to dim your light, right? You're going to shine bright in these relationships. And hopefully you kind of demand that the other person do the same, that you guys both can shine bright together moving forward. Theme number one, your relationships are ready to evolve. Theme number two, stop dimming your light to make others feel more comfortable. Everything is better in the world when you're shining bright. And not only that, but you're going to feel deeper love and connection. You're going to feel seen in the world. You're going to feel joyful. You're going to feel lit up. You're going to have everything that you've been going for when you start to let yourself be seen. Theme number two, stop dimming your light to make others feel more comfortable. Theme number three, what do you think you need in order to feel worthy or whole? It's time to do a little bit of work around that. Dig deep. And then give yourself what you need. Because when you give yourself what you need, you create that internal sense of connection. You create internal sense of joy, sense of fulfillment. It's an inside job. And your subconscious, your body doesn't know the difference. So when you finally feel the thing you're ultimately looking for, it doesn't matter anymore if you have that thing outside of you. And that's always when that thing starts coming. Because now you're in an energy of surrender, of attraction, of not chasing. And that's when you actually get what you've been ultimately chasing after. But because you let go of the chasing energy, the desperation, the attachment, the clinging, the dog paddling, and you've given yourself what you need on the inside, and you feel so full and joyful, that's when you attract the thing that you've been going after. And this feels, you know, this theme kind of feels very similar to theme number two. I feel like if there's a theme here that stands out above the rest, it's probably theme number two of stop dimming your light in order to make others feel more comfortable. It's kind of the one that like rises up and all the themes are a little bit related to, because a lot of times we think we need things outside of us in order to allow ourselves to shine. We think that what we're missing is things outside of us. And once we get those things, then we're going to feel bright. We're going to feel worthy. We're going to feel whole. When again, it's like, it's an inside job. It's an inside job. We go inward. We figure out what we need. And then we let ourselves really shine and be seen. And ultimately, that's always what we were looking for. And last theme number four, you have everything you need to move forward and do the thing you want to, just take the first step forward. And the thing that's really coming to me around this right now is like, it's time to shine. You don't need to dim anymore. You don't need to dim anymore. Like we always have excuses why we can't shine yet. Oh, I have to wait until next quarter. Oh, I have to wait until this strategy. Oh, I have to wait until this person, whatever. You're ready, right? Stop telling yourself the story that you're not ready. You're ready to do the thing you want to do. And yes, doing the thing you want to do, the big project, saying the thing you want to say, creating the thing, making the move in your job, creating the new relationship dynamic, all of those things actually do require you to shine brighter in order to do that thing. And you may think, I'm not ready, but you are. And you don't have to take 100 steps. You only have to take the one. And guess what? This month, there's going to be these bursts of momentum just flowing through you, capturing you, carrying you forward. And it's in those bursts that you're going to have the courage to take that first step forward. And you want to act in those moments. Don't let those bursts of inspiration pass you by, because they will pass by you so, so quickly and be gone forever. So there's going to be moments where the universe is like, hey, I fucking got you and you can shine and I want to support you. So here's a burst of energy. Here's a burst of courage. Let's go. And you've got to act in those moments. You've got to harness that energy, harness the momentum and shine. And every time you do it, each little time that you shine, you're going to feel more and more and more energized, more lit up, more excited, more inspired, and more confident to continue shining more and more moving forward. It's a month of these really, really beautiful moments that you will have these opportunities to shine in. And the challenge I leave you with here as we close is, will you step forward? Will you step forward into that spotlight? Will you let that light, that beautiful light within you shine forth? Because I just want to remind you, it's what we're all looking for. When you shine, it inspires us all. And not to mention, when you do, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to witness you shining. So put your hand over your heart. Take a big, slow, deep breath in. Exhale out. And say to yourself, I am ready to shine in the world. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.